Welcome to the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this fourth of a series of discussions on the new Financial Reform Act, we'll examine the unnecessary uncertainty created by the too-big-to-fail provisions of the Dodd-Frank Act and the actions executives and managers should take to prepare their organizations for these changes. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. From the outset of the financial collapse of 2008, it was apparent that the troubles of large financial institutions such as Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Lehman Brothers, and AIG could and did profoundly impact all aspects of the American financial system. Given their sheer size, such firms represent a systematic failure to the whole economy and were subsequently labeled as too big to fail, suggesting not that these firms couldn't fail, but that they should not be allowed to fail because of the risk posed to the U.S. economy. The too-big-to-fail philosophy found a home in the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. This act provides the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, with the power to seize and break up too-big-to-fail companies if it believes they are headed toward financial collapse. The FDIC's authority covers non-financial corporations with at least $50 billion in assets as well as financial institutions. In fact, the FDIC's chairman, Sheila Bair, recently stated that one of her highest priorities was to identify the universe of non-bank finance companies that should be subject to enhanced supervision by the Federal Reserve Board. While this may sound like a reasonable solution to the too-big-to-fail problem, it only serves to make matters worse. The too-big-to-fail provisions of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act will not prevent companies systematically linked to the health of the U.S. economy from collapsing, and in several ways promotes conditions that will exacerbate the next financial downturn. Consider. The Dodd-Frank Act does nothing to prevent companies from failing. It only prescribes a method for dealing with them once failure becomes evident. It places Washington bureaucrats in charge of dispositioning troubled companies, the same individuals who are often unable to balance the U.S. government's budget, can't tell citizens and businesses what the tax rates for 2011 will be 3 months in advance, and have compliance issues with respect to paying their personal income taxes. By directing the dismantlement of large companies, fewer such large companies within a given sector will remain, effectively increasing the impact their future collapse will have on the nation's economy should such a collapse occur. And finally, by providing a government-supported collapse mechanism, the financial risk associated with large companies has been effectively reduced, which will in turn help them secure lower interest rate loans, allowing them to borrow more money and encouraging further risk-taking. While the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act seeks to minimize the impact of the collapse of a too-big-to-fail company on the U.S. economy, its mechanisms of corporate dismantlement and risk removal leaves the door wide open to even more impactful collapses in the future. As such, the solution provided addresses only half the issue. What the Act missed is the prevention of a systematically linked company's collapse to begin with, or, dare we suggest, the elimination of too-big-to-fail companies altogether in a non-crisis setting. So what actions should the leaders of the strategy-driven organization take? The significant marketplace uncertainty created by the Dodd-Frank Act will not likely be resolved soon, necessitating that company leaders act to mitigate, transfer, or eliminate these risks facing their organizations. In this case, strategy-driven suggests company leaders consider the following. First, follow the FDIC's too big to fail rulemaking process and understand how these new regulations will impact the operation of your firm's too big to fail partners, suppliers, and customers. Second, evaluate the financial position of those too big to fail companies providing resources or services to your organization, and the impact of an FDIC takeover on continued operations, implementing compensatory measures as appropriate. Number three, assess the financial position of those too big to fail companies that are your clients and the potential impact an FDIC takeover would have on the demand for your products and or services. Again, implementing compensatory measures as appropriate. And fourth, analyze your company's overall supplier and customer portfolio and ensure the risks associated with too big to fail companies previously identified are mitigated to an appropriate extent through the use of portfolio balancing. Now some final thoughts. The somewhat ill-conceived too big to fail provisions of the Dodd-Frank Act serve as a lesson in problem resolution. As noted earlier, the Dodd-Frank Act does nothing to mitigate, transfer, or alleviate the problem of too big to fail companies actually succumbing to financial collapse, thereby doing nothing to prevent the initiating event of the financial crisis of 2008. Additionally, provisions of the Act create circumstances that may make it more likely for a financial collapse to occur in the future, one with even greater impact. Remember that to effectively resolve any issue, it is important to first define the problem and its causes, and then to define and select a solution set that fully addresses the defined problem and its causes. Additional information on sound decision-making practices can be found in Strategy-Driven's decision-making topic area. In an upcoming edition of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective, we'll look at the potential impacts of the provisions of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act that could present a proportionately larger burden on small companies. As always, we'll provide our thoughts on how business leaders can best prepare for the implementation of the financial reform law and weather the storm in the long term. We also hope you'll share your thoughts, lessons learned, and recommended resources with us and the Strategy-Driven audience. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.